Hey y'all, this is Beggar Ran with another episode of Random Encounters. Sorry it has to be on a sad note, but that's what it is. Kobe Bean Bryant is gone at 41 years old. I didn't want to believe it. I was sitting at lunch in Houston as I watched and refreshed my web browser feverishly when TMZ dropped this bombshell. I was just praying it was wrong, a prank, a hack, something. News swirled throughout social media with locations, people, and details completely mixed up. Eventually, though, the news was confirmed, and we knew it was real when the ABC broadcast cut away during the NFL Pro Bowl, which was on TV. Kobe, his 13-year-old daughter, Gigi, John Altobelli, longtime baseball coach at Orange Coast College, his wife, Carrie, their daughter, Alyssa, Christina Mauser, an assistant basketball coach at the Mamba Sports Academy, Sarah Chester, Chester's daughter Peyton, and the pilot were all tragically killed in a helicopter crash. The Black Mamba was gone too soon. Kobe was born August 23rd, 1978, 1 year after me, in Philadelphia, PA, like me. His parents, Joe and Pam Bryant, gave him the name after seeing a type of steak on a restaurant menu. Kobe beef is from a species of cattle, Wagyu, raised in the Kobe region of Japan. The best. As a Philly native, we saw the legend of Kobe up close and personal. As the scouts became more curious, Kobe became a larger-than-life figure at Lower Merion High School, which was right outside the city. Kobe made a decision to forego college and go to the NBA, which was controversial at that time. It was just a year after Kevin Garnett did it, but Kevin was almost 7 feet tall with incredible skills and a shoe-in to be an all-star. Kobe was a 6'6 shooting guard, and no guard at that time had ever made the jump from high school. But while Garnett's grades made going to college difficult, Kobe didn't have that problem. He didn't go to the league because he had to. He went because he was good enough. He was incredibly intelligent. He scored really high on his SATs, and due to him living in Italy from the ages of 6 to 13, while his dad played pro ball, he spoke Italian fluently. I watched Kobe play at Temple University once in a scrimmage against current college players and soon-to-be pros. I believed it. I watched him go to prom with Brandy, the hottest singer in the world at the time. I watched him get drafted by Charlotte, then watched the Lakers brass pull off the biggest coup in NBA history in the form of a trade for Vlade Divac. That's right, Vlade Divac. In 2001 in the NBA Finals against the 76ers, Kobe relished the opportunity to return home, but not for cheesesteaks or to visit his family, but to, quote, rip the hearts out of the fans in Philly by winning a championship. And he did, while averaging 25 points and 8 assists. From then on, the city of Philly hated Kobe. We never forgave him for honestly just doing his job. But we didn't feel like he was Philly enough. We loved blue collar. We loved AI. We loved Eric Snow. We loved Aaron McKee, guys who worked hard and weren't flashy. We just thought Kobe was too polished. Fast forward, and Kobe just got better and better. He was obsessed with greatness. He studied the legends, their game, even their speech patterns, and he became the best. He gave himself the nickname Black Mamba after the coldest and most dangerous predator around. Mamba mentality. Kobe's death just hits different. He might be the only pro athlete whose career I watched from start to finish, who was my age and had passed away so suddenly. I watched his final game in a bar on tour and cheered him on when he dropped 60 points. And that was the day that I buried the hatchet with Kobe in my mind. But for me, where Kobe shined was post his playing career. We would often see him pop up at Laker games, but what I loved was that he would always be draped on both sides by his entire family, wife and daughters. Kobe didn't just advocate for the game of basketball, but he went hard on equality within the sport. He became a huge supporter of the WNBA, and in his last TV appearance before his death, he spoke about how great so many women's basketball players were, and he was moving towards helping women's basketball get the true respect that it deserved. After his retirement, Kobe would always be seen sitting courtside with his daughter Gigi, but he could also be found coaching at Mamba Sports Academy, where he was head coach for Gigi's team, the Los Angeles Lady Mambas. On Wednesday night, Vanessa Bryant took to social media to thank the public for his support and express her grief over the loss of her husband and daughter. There aren't enough words to describe our pain right now. I take comfort in knowing that Kobe and Gigi both knew that they were so deeply loved. We were so incredibly blessed to have them in our lives. I wish they were here with us forever. They were our beautiful blessings. Take it from us too soon. Peace and blessings to all the families involved in such a tragedy. Me personally, I was lucky to be amongst friends when I heard this news. I had buddies to talk to. We had events to hold, things to do. We were going to the WWE Royal Rumble, which we were so excited about all day until we heard this news. And I knew that the day of and days after had to go on. But so many of us, particularly men, are dealing with this tragedy and trauma in general alone. And I just want to let you guys know that you don't have to. If you're struggling with grief after this tragic event, just remember, you're not alone. Millions of people are feeling this. Don't be afraid to reach out. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration has a national helpline. It's 1-800-662-HELP. That's 1-800-662-4357. Heck, even hit me up on Twitter. I'll respond. Thank you for listening to another episode of Random Encounters. You can get your shout-outs in at patreon.com/megaran. Take it away, Chris.
Yo, Megaran, this is Chris, one of your fans. Man, I just want to tell you about the time that I met you when you came to St. Louis and performed a show. I remember you performed one of my favorite tracks, Dream Master, which has touched me on a personal level, being also a young, nerdy kid who didn't have a whole lot of friends who shared a similar interest as me. It felt right to the heart to feel that somebody who looks like me, sounds like me, was able to emulate the thoughts that I had, the dreams that I had. And I remember when you performed that song, you actually did a shout out to me in the crowd, which like blew me away. I have never been to a show where I felt personally touched by one of the performers, let alone my favorite performer. So I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for everything that you do, everything that you represent. Thank you. Peace.